We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I've got a returner to the show once again, Dustin Morgan, good friend of mine. How are you this morning, Dustin?
I'm doing real well.
Well, it's certainly good to see you. I kind of touted that this is, tis the season. This is the time to really be prepared if you are an organic gardener or a gardener in general. But we like to kind of talk about cannabis and tomatoes is how we kind of preface the conversation. That's mostly what we're talking about because they're so closely related, correct?
Yes.
All right. So right now, we're looking at middle of May, starting finally to feel warmer, starting to feel like it might be a more of a consistent thing. Where should someone be if they want a organic farm, either cannabis or tomatoes or really kind of other some of those that they apply, but let's talk about those.
Okay, well, right now you should have had your soil prepped and ready or be working on that. It's not quite time to plant things like cannabis or tomatoes outside yet. Michigan's last frost date is May 22nd for our area, so you really don't want to get them out before then. You'll just cause damage if you do, if they're not covered.
And when you talk about having your soil ready, what should they be doing if, you know, say, okay, well, I can get out there today. What should they be doing to get that soil ready?
Just adding the fertilizer as early as possible so the microbes can get to it and start breaking it down to make it plant available for your plant. Getting any weeds pulled. I covered my soil with hay, so there's a nice mycelium layer starting to grow at the bottom of the hay on top of the dirt, and it's... Once that happens, a lot of worms start coming and eating that, and you get a lot of more life working in the soil.
Okay. And when you say fertilizers, what are you talking about fertilizers? We're not talking, and I think another thing to make sure we say, there's no chemicals whatsoever in this process.
I'm using mainly plant and animal byproducts, things like oyster shell, kelp meal, alfalfa meal, fish meal, fish bone meal, things like that.
And one of the things that kind of intrigued me a minute ago, you said something about you put some hay on top of it once you got that stuff in and the worms start coming. Why is it so important for the worms to work that soil?
Well, the worms do a lot. They're basically a biological digester, and they poop out black gold, they call it, earthworm castings. They'll provide earthworm castings, which are plant available nutrients from them eating the things mm-hmm. in the soil. And then they also aerate your soil a lot by working up and down and back and forth.
Yeah, do you have to try to get rid of them when you want to put your plants in?
No.
They stay and they do the same good things?
Yep, same good things. They work up and down, they aerate your soil as your plant grows in it and feed it food. And
well, and a lot of people start their plants early before they put them in the ground. You know, what kind of size plant would you think it's about time to put it in the ground? What, you know, should they be 6 inches tall, a foot? Is there any kind of a rule on that?
Not necessarily size, but you want your plant to be probably over 4 weeks old, so it's kind of hardy and starting to build that woody stem. And you can start seeds right now. You can really start seeds up through June and still end up with an all right crop out of that.
What's the ultimate best time?
Well, that depends on the size of plant you want. If you want gigantic plants, the best time to start your seeds is in February. That'll make them pretty mature by the time you're putting them out, mm-hmm. and you'll start.
So you'll be putting out 3 foot plants time.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they'll still grow for that whole season, and that's really just because of the light cycle, correct?
Yes. Yeah. They don't start producing flowers until a certain light cycle, which is around the beginning of August for most plants.
Is it that way for most plants that they work on the light cycle, or do they work on kind of a heat type of?
No, it's not that way for most plants. Specific types of flowering plants work on light cycles. Some types are just how many days from seed they'll start flowering. With cannabis in particular, they're a light cycle plant. Like, you could grow a cannabis plant for years if you never cut back your
light
cycle.
Okay. And that would be, there you go. There's the idea for cannabis house plants.
You could totally have cannabis house plants. To get flowers on cannabis, it has to have about 12 hours of light and 12 hours of dark. So if you stuck a plant in your window, then it would continuously grow.
And okay, well, let's say now let's just work a little ahead because we know we're supposed to be, your soil is ready. It's around that May 22nd time or so where we know the last frost is. And now that they're in the ground, how do you deal with them? I mean, obviously they need water, but what's your water cycle? What else do you do to maybe even, if you're just outside, keep away other critters?
Well, the watering, the best thing to do for both cannabis and tomatoes, most crops like an evenly moist soil. You don't want to overwater, and you want to make sure that they're not underwatered. You want their roots to always have water available, basically. And pests, I use a few different methods to get rid of pests. Things like insect frass, which is basically bug poop, spray on the plants. It will make the plants produce natural pheromones to, they'll think they're being attacked by plants. They'll produce natural pheromones to rid themselves of pests.
Yeah.
That's one way. And then
what's the most common pest?
It depends on the type of plant. With cannabis, outdoors in Michigan, the most common pest is probably aphids.
Okay.
And second would be spider mites. With tomatoes, you have different types of worms. I've been having problems with boring worms that get inside the stalk, and the plant will just die before you notice anything's wrong with it. And then you get the tomato worms that are eating the vegetation later in the season.
And I'm sure what I'd like to do is, you know, have you back every few weeks, every month or something, talk about where they should be, what they should be looking for. What would you say is the most important thing to make sure you do once you start getting a plant that's growing in the ground?
Just keep an eye on it and take care of it. Plants like human contact. If you ignore it, then it'll probably not do too well.
Yeah.
Like I said, growing's pretty simple. The basics of a plant needs, you need good sunlight, evenly moist soil, as best soil as you can provide.
Okay, I got about.
As the plant grows, it needs support.
Okay, I got about 30 seconds left. I want to get this one out and ask about it. What about topping plants when you're cutting it, if you want them to bush out? Is that a good idea? Does that put too much stress on them? Should you just let them grow free?
I personally like topping, especially outside, because then you end up with some very big bushes. The thing about the stress is you don't want to top when it's flowering. You want to do it well before it's going and flowering, so it can vegetate out and grow past that and mend itself.
Is there ever a reason to pull fan leaves?
That's a hugely debatable subject.
and I would debate that probably all day.
I could give points for positive and negative on both of them.
So there's a foot on each side of the fence.
Yes.
There we go. Yep. Dustin, this is great stuff. I love it. Thanks for being here this morning. We'll be back.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.